With your local and regional news update, I'm Gary B. An explosion this morning at Uncle Ed's Arkansas Moonshine Distillery in Newport sent two people to the hospital. Newport Police Chief Michael Scudder said something ignited at the distillery shortly before 10:30 this morning, causing a blast in which a garage door was blown off its hinges and out of the building. The distillery is located in a steel building on Beach Street in Newport. Our information says the two injured workers apparently suffered burns to parts of their body. Our news department was told the two were treated locally, then transferred to another hospital. U.S. Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas today said FEMA is wrong to pursue Arkansans who erroneously received disaster assistance because of the agency's mistakes 3 years ago under the Bush administration. FEMA has sent notice of debt letters to 35 Arkansas households informing them that they were ineligible for disaster payments received following severe storms, tornadoes, and flooding dating back to 2008. According to FEMA, those individuals applied for and received improper payments and now must repay a combined total of $200,000 within 30 days before interest charges accrue or other collection actions occur. Pryor said, quote, "I expect FEMA to be prepared for disasters and have procedures in place for correctly distributing emergency assistance. And while dealing with the aftermath of a disaster, these individuals filled out detailed paperwork and underwent an extensive application process to receive assistance so they could make repairs. Nothing should have fallen through the crack. Yet, 3 years later, FEMA sends threatening letters to cover its mistakes." Pryor said he learned about the situation when a 73-year-old Mountain View woman contacted him. In 2008, FEMA approved $27,000 in disaster assistance for home repairs for her, but only after all the appropriate documentation was submitted and verified through the FEMA inspection process. Senator Pryor said last week the Mountain View woman received a letter indicating she was never eligible for the assistance and must repay the $27,000 this month. Senator Pryor said, "I'm not sure which is worse, the errors FEMA made distributing the funds or the judgment it used in demanding immediate repayment after 3 years passed." Pryor said, "I will continue to work with FEMA to fix and prevent this situation from occurring again." Elsewhere in the news, two Little Rock paramedics say they won't appeal their 34-day license suspension. The penalty comes after the two mistakenly thought a woman who overdosed was dead. A coroner eventually discovered that 52-year-old Pamela Harper was breathing. She later died at a hospital. And Arkansas senators are trying to negotiate a compromise on congressional redistricting after a House-backed proposal stalled. The Arkansas Senate convened briefly today, then went into recess so a group of senators could negotiate a new redistricting plan. One of those senators, Gilbert Baker, said the group of senators is looking at as many as six different proposals. And that brings you right up to date.